The Gemara in Yuma on Pei Dalet Amid Beis discusses the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that when you have to violate Shabbos, who should violate the Shabbos? So the Gemara seems to say literally the Gedolei Yisrael. So what does that mean, the Gedolei Yisrael? So the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch explain this term to mean as Gedolis or Gedolim, meaning Gedolim versus Ketanim. Doesn't mean you gotta go find Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yoshev. It means that it's best to have an adult be Mechal Shabbos than have children. That's what the expression Gedolei Yisrael mean. And the Taz disagrees and says, no, it means Gedolei Yisrael. It means big Talmidei Chachamim. And why should they have to do it? They explain that you should have Gedolei Yisrael being Mechal Shabbos in the case of Pikuach Nefesh, so everyone will learn. The concern is that if you give it to a katan, a non-Jew, they'll say, oh, last time, could have been last time, maybe it wasn't such an emergency, and therefore you got a non-Jew to do it, or a katan. And they won't realize that, no. And then when push comes to shove, they're going to mistakenly think they're not allowed to violate Shabbos, and someone's going to die. So therefore, that's why. So therefore, this wouldn't necessarily be a proof. People want to bring this as a proof to the discussion whether it's Hutra or Dechuya. So those who say it's Hutra say, look, it's Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael. And others say, no, it's not a Raya. The only reason, really, it's best to give it to a non-Jew. But people making that mistake of that in a situation where they don't have to. In fact, the Briskers, they're very makbid on this. Rav Schacht always says over a story, I think it was the Briska Rav, it was one of the Yom Tovim, maybe Shavuos, and someone came running in during davening and said, a Jewish university student who wasn't observant at all, he got run over, and I guess he wasn't a citizen of the country. You have to make a bunch of phone calls to make sure he gets the proper medical care. So the Briska Rav didn't send out one of his students. He ran out himself and took care of the situation. In fact, the Maisa goes, he came back, he davened in the back by heart, he didn't realize it was if he davened Shacharis or Musaf, etc. But either way, the point being is it was done on Yidei Gedolei Yisrael. And in fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that there's a minute we know after the Shabbos before the Bris, is generally speaking, we have a Sholem Zohar. So the minhag today is, you invite everyone over, usually the Rav comes over, the rabbi. So where does that come from? Obviously, today, because he's one of your members, but you want to keep your job. But what does he explain in Europe? No, he said the minhag was as follows, because since when Mechal Shabbos, Ayidei Gedolei Yisrael, among the Talmidei Chachamim, and clearly, if you're going to a Sholem Zohar, that means someone just had the baby. That someone is the mother. She's the Yoledis. So therefore, the custom was, the Rav came over, since he was the one to Mechal Shabbos, he said, to make sure that anything that the mother needs has to be taken care of. So that's where the minhag of inviting the Rav over for the Sholem Zohar. He was the one, to get stama people, the Mechal Shabbos al Gedolei Yisrael. And that's the minhag, the Rav says, in Europe, and that's the minhag today. I don't know if the people go around. I guess if they need to, as already, because I guess if it's a good Rav, he already taught you, as the Yerushalmi says, that the one who asks the Shaila, it's a Shofech, and the time it takes to wait, you are causing Shvichas Damim dead, and the one who was there is Tareza Maguna. Like, what do you mean he asked me, you should already know? So, nevertheless, that's the Gemara in Yuma, Ayidei Gedol Yisrael. The Briska is a very mock for the Ayidei Gedol Yisrael. Briska, Rev used to go out and do it himself, and that's what the Rev says the meaning in Europe was, that the Rev used to go to the Sholem Zachar and make sure that the Yoledeth was taken care of.